It's time to drop the puck on the Sports Trivia Face-Off.
That's right. You have downloaded Season 2, Episode number 26 of the Sports Trivia Face-Off. My name is Brent. I am here with my co-host, Aaron. Aaron, how are you this morning?
I am well, thanks. I got a cup of coffee and I just ate two slices of pizza, which is, I believe, the breakfast of champions. So I'm good.
No question. You are getting your day off to a fun and nutritious start, I think.
There were vegetables on the pizza.
Well, the big question is, was it cold or did you heat it up?
I heated it up.
Yeah, I can't do the whole cold pizza thing.
I can't either. Just...
I usually can, but with this particular, it's a black bean pizza with like a creme fraiche and cheddar cheese and jalapenos. It's better warm than cold after much market research. Thank you.
We are here with Matt and Zane, both are returning guests. Matt, would you please reacquaint yourself with our audience?
Hi, my name's Matt Coleman. I'm from Wichita, Kansas. I've been on a couple different times before and fan of all the local teams here and excited to be back on the show.
And Zane?
I'm Zane Tuck. I'm from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. And I'm also glad to be back. I had a lot of fun last time. Fan of none of our teams from around here other than the Hurricanes. I'm an Orioles fan, so long suffering. Also a Steelers fan, so, and Virginia Tech sports. So,
good Virginia Tech. Now that we know our contestants, let's go over how we play the game, shall we?
Here are the rules for the Sports Trivia Face-Off. Each player will get a chance to answer 5 questions in a category they choose. If they answer correctly, they get 10 points. If not, their opponent can answer on the rebound for 5 points. Twice per game, a player may challenge his opponent to answer a question first for 10 points, but the opponent can answer correctly for 15 points. 2 intermission questions are worth up to 20 points, and we will explain the shootout once we get there.
Now that we have heard the rules, Zane, I'm going to give you the choice to call the coin flip, heads or tails.
All right, it worked so well last time, we'll try it again. Tails never fails.
Hey, Google, flip a coin.
It's tails.
Tails it is. You have the choice in the first period whether to play or defer to the second period, and whoever's trailing will go first in the third period. Zane, your categories are Turkey Time, You Sunk My Battleship, or A Horse with No Name.
I think I will defer.
Matt, you have your choice of those 3 categories.
I think I'll try A Horse with No Name.
A Horse with No Name. These are 5 questions about horse-themed sports trivia.
I was worried about that. Okay.
That is specific.
Number 1, who coached the Denver Broncos to back-to-back Super Bowl titles against the Packers and the Falcons?
I'm going to go with Reeves.
Reeves is incorrect, Zane.
I think that was Mike Shanahan.
You are correct. It was Mike Shanahan. Yeah. For a 5-point rebound. He previously won a Super Bowl as the offensive coordinator for the 49ers.
Yeah.
Number 2, Matt, with a 50-3 record with Boise State, who is the winningest quarterback in FBS history?
For the life of me, this is such an easy question. I should know this. And I don't really want to challenge it because I think it's a pretty easy question. I'm going to risk it, though. I'll challenge.
Saying you have been challenged.
Oh, God. I know the running back, I know the coach, and I can picture the quarterback. I think he even got maybe drafted by the Cowboys, but it's a smart challenge because for the life of me, I cannot come up with his name. I got no idea.
The answer is Kellen Moore, so Matt keeps his 10 points. He played mostly for the Lions and Cowboys in the NFL, probably mostly because they used green turf and not blue.
And he was actually undrafted. I do remember him not getting drafted and thinking that was a crime after how well he did in college.
I remember him being with the Cowboys at one point, but that...
Yeah, they signed him as a free agent.
Like I said, I can remember the running back because he proposed after the bowl game and the coach, but I just could not place the quarterback's name.
Right.
Yeah, same here.
Number 3. The 3 Olympic equestrian disciplines are eventing, show jumping, and what?
So I've never actually heard this word pronounced, so I don't know if it's pronounced dressage or dressage, but that's what I'm going to go with.
Dressage is correct for 10 points.
Yeah, it is so impressive. It doesn't look impressive. It looks kind of dumb. It's really impressive. It's really hard to do. I've been told I've never tried.
I'll be honest. I have no idea actually what it is. I've just seen the word associated with equestrian. So
it's like driving a horse to do specific things without moving. I'm at a very high level. Like, you've got a horse that's like prancing sideways and then high knees and then jump, you know, and then hopping around. And the person sitting on it just isn't moving. So, like, they're using telepathy or something. I don't understand. But
weird.
It's apparently very difficult and very challenging and very cool if you understand it, which I don't.
Well, I've never been on a horse, so this has been a great category for me, and I have no idea about any of this. So let's keep it rolling.
That's Ryan Myers at Sports Trivia. No, I'm sorry. Number four, what golfer and SMU Mustang alum was killed in a 1999 Learjet crash in South Dakota?
I'm just gonna pass on this one. I don't have an answer.
Zane, do you have an answer?
I do. He was I used to play golf back before kids and when I had money, and he was my favorite golfer ever, and I even owned a set of knickers and a Tam O'Shanter cap because I liked him so much. It's Payne Stewart.
Payne Stewart is correct for a 5-point rebound. Yeah, that was a strange, eerie, and scary kind of accident.
So the oxygen, I think the oxygen was like, there's a hole and it slowly depressurized, I think was what had happened, and people passed out on the plane.
Yeah, that was it. I was working in television at the time, and I remember the news breaking in, everything while I was at the station. And yeah, what had happened is the cabin depressurized and it just flew on autopilot because he was going, I think, from Florida to Texas. And it ended up, they had, you know, sent out like some sort of escort to make sure that nothing happened to the plane until it ran out of gas and crashed.
Mm. Yeah.
That's uplifting. Happy Monday, everybody.
Assuming I don't accidentally launch this on Sunday. Like I today. Number five, Bob Baffert is the trainer behind the two most recent Triple Crown of horse racing winners. Please name both horses that earned this honor.
Occasionally attend a sports trivia or a trivia game that Ryan hosts here locally. And I missed this question about the Triple Crown that he asked last week because I thought California Chrome had won the Triple Crown. Learned that they did not. So I believe the answer is Justified and American Pharoah.
Justified and American Pharoah. That is correct for 10 points.
I thought California Chrome did win. It was just before.
Nope. Apparently only won the first two legs. That was my guess, too. The question was to name three of the last four, and I for sure thought California Chrome was one of them. And I was apparently wrong.
Yeah, I've heard the list of Triple Crown winners a number of times, and California Chrome doesn't stick in my mind as one of them.
I did a round on, based off of the horses that had won the Triple Crown. I'm pretty sure I asked a question about Chrome, and now I'm wondering. No one called me out. Hold on. Sorry. Keep going. Talk amongst yourselves.
I could be. My memory isn't exactly ironclad. Like, I can not remember what day it is.
It's probably still in a fog after the Stanley Cup win.
That may well be. Although I've kind of hit like the letdown phase after that, you know, where it's like the last week it's been like, well, what do I do now? What do I watch on TV?
It's funny. I have a friend of mine on Facebook who's from St. Louis and he moved to Florida recently. And every day since the Cup win, he'll post some fact of the day and then he tags it with, but don't let that distract you from the fact that the St. Louis Blues are the Cup champions. It's awesome.
Nice.
I think it was Trey Kelso who said something like, I knew there was going to be a period of time where Brent was going to be unbearable, but I never realized how long that would be.
Years.
Damn right. Mm. As long as I waited. Zane, we are to you. You have to choose between Turkey Time and You Sunk My Battleship.
Well, trying to predict where Ryan goes with these questions sometimes can be fruitless. I'm going to go with Turkey, the Turkey theme.
Turkey Time. These are five questions about sports figures named Tom.
All right. Not where I was thinking, but okay.
Number one, Tom Brady recently tried to trademark what alliterative nickname of his?
Oh, he pissed off Mets fans with this one. He tried to trademark Tom Terrific.
That is correct for 10 points. Yeah, that's Tom Seaver had that moniker applied to him most recently. And Mets fans were not happy, especially because Seaver announced that he had dementia. And now he was trying to steal his nickname, and that was just not cool.
Just gives people another reason to hate Tom Brady.
In case there weren't enough.
Exactly.
You can never have enough reasons to hate Tom Brady. That's a shout out to Mark Grenier. Number two, what American has won more open championships than any of his other countrymen?
I think that Tom Watson.
Tom Watson's correct. He won the Open in 75, 77, 80, 82, and 83. It's quite a run.
I thought he had five. So
number three, what fourth winningest coach in NFL history was known for his trademark fedora?
That would be Tom Landry.
Tom Landry is correct. For another 10 points, he has 270 wins. And he's the winningest NFL coach that only coached for one team, which is kind of interesting. Number four, at the 2010 World Cup, what man who has played with Bayern Munich since 2008 won the Golden Boot for most goals scored during the tournament?
Soccer is my kryptonite, so... I don't really follow it. I think I'm going to challenge.
Matt, you have been challenged.
Let's see. I'll go with, I don't know if it's Mueller or Muller. Muller.
Thomas.
I'm not sure. Yeah, that's my answer.
Thomas Mueller is correct for 15 points.
Wow.
I don't know anything about soccer, but I remember seeing his name on the last World Cup because I think he was the all-time goal scorer in World Cup history until the last one.
Yeah, that one Ryan insufficiently put no flavor text in here, so I think he's fine.
That seems fair. Harsh, yeah. But fair.
Yeah. Well, I'm a tough boss, you know. Number five. What then 62-year-old man was the namesake of a 1989 baseball game for the Sega Genesis? This is to Zane.
All right, I had a Sega Genesis, but the only game I ever played on it was NHL.
Good man, you.
All right, the only one that's coming to mind, Tommy Lasorda.
Tommy Lasorda is correct for 10 points.
Yes. Nice pull.
Good pull. I never had a Sega Genesis. I just listened to Genesis, so. That takes us to the first intermission, where we are going to talk about athletic apparel brands. I'm going to give you four athletes, and you need to name the apparel athletic brand with which the athlete has signed. Number one, Kawhi Leonard. Number two, Jordan Spieth. Number three, LeBron James. And number four, Mohamed Salah. And here's a promo, while these guys think about it, that has nothing to do with athletic apparel brands whatsoever.
If you have a question or category suggestion, or you'd like to appear on the Sports Trivia Faceoff, always feel free to send an email to brent@sportstriviafaceoff.com or join the Sports Trivia Faceoff group on Facebook.
Alrighty, we are back with the guys' answers. We are going to name an athlete. They're going to tell us what apparel brand they have signed with. Number one, Kawhi Leonard. Matt?
I just said Reebok.
And Zane?
I went back and forth, and I just guessed Under Armour.
No points awarded on that one. It is New Balance. Zane, we'll start with you this time. Jordan Spieth.
For him, I put Reebok.
And Matt?
I said Nike.
No points awarded on that one. That one's Under Armour. Matt, number three, LeBron James.
I said Adidas.
And Zane?
I said Nike.
That one is Nike for 5 points for Zane. And Zane, the fourth one, Mo Salah.
For that one, I said Adidas.
And Matt?
That's probably wrong since we've already said it, but I said Under Armour for this one.
That one is indeed Adidas. So Zane picks up 10 points on Matt at that intermission. Zane has a 60-45 lead going into the second period over Matt. And since we're headed to the second period, I turn it over to Aaron.
Zane, you will pick first from the following categories: America's team, America's least favorite team, or Dr. No.
I will go with America's team.
All right. This is five questions about Brent Bollmeyers and myself, and I can't read the rest of the...
Oh, damn it.
Five questions about the Dallas Cowboys, which I probably could have filled in on my own, but oh well. With Ryan, you never know.
Yeah.
Question number one. Between Troy Aikman's last game with the team and Tony Romo's first game with the team, name any person that started at least 10 games for the Cowboys as quarterback.
I had one, but I can only remember his first name. So I'm going to go with Drew Henson.
Drew Henson is incorrect. Matt, you got a guess?
Debating between a couple different ones. I cannot remember the first name, but I think the last name is Carter.
There is a Carter for 5 points. Your correct answers were Quincy Carter, Vinny Testaverde, or Drew Bledsoe.
And Quincy Carter is the one where I knew the first name, but not the last name.
Between the two of you, you had his whole name.
There you go. Right.
Back to Zane. What is the new corporate name for the arena formerly known as Cowboys Stadium?
It's AT&T Stadium?
Sure is. 10 points. Ryan has rather cynically added, if Jerry Jones could have Jerry World plastered on it instead, you know he would.
I usually refer to it as Darth Jones's Death Star.
Number three. What defensive tackle, a crucial part of the doomsday defense of the 60s and 70s, has the nickname Mr. Cowboy?
I'm going to kick myself as soon as I hear it, because I don't think this is right, but I'm going to say Harvey Martin.
That is not right. Matt, you have a guess?
Not a good one, but I'll just say Chuck Howley.
No points in this question. The correct answer was Bob Lilly. He was an 11-time Pro Bowler and a seven-time first-team All-Pro. You don't get that nickname easily. Number four. In 2014, what Cowboy won NFL Offensive Player of the Year?
Can't think of anybody else, so I'm going to say Terrell Owens.
Terrell Owens is incorrect. Matt?
Cannot remember his name. It's too early for him, but I'll just say Ezekiel Elliott.
Also incorrect. The correct answer is DeMarco Murray.
That's who it is.
He ran for 1,845 yards and 13 touchdowns. All right. The good news is the category is almost over. Number five. Before joining the Cowboys as offensive coordinator, with which team did now head coach Jason Garrett serve as quarterback coach? This is also the team he played with as a player for most of the 90s.
Boy, this almost sounds like a trick question. And I'll bite. I remember him playing for the Cowboys, so I'll say the Dallas Cowboys.
That is incorrect. Matt.
I definitely would have guessed the Cowboys, too. That's what I thought the answer was. I don't know. It's the Jaguars.
Also incorrect, it is the Miami Dolphins.
But you had the right state.
Yeah. So that was rough. We're going to kick it to
totally brutal.
For both of y'all. Your categories are, Matt, America's least favorite team, or Dr. No.
I like the symmetry. I'll go with America's least favorite team.
All right, this is five questions about the Soviets.
All right, well, that took a turn.
Number one, nicknamed the Sparrow from Minsk, What gymnast won 3 gold medals in the 1972 Olympics on the balance beam, in the floor exercise, and as part of the Soviet national team?
I'm not going to get her full name correct, so I'm gonna challenge.
All right, Zane, what do you know?
Not a whole lot, apparently.
In fairness, 1972 Russian gymnasts might not be most people's wheelhouse.
No. Yeah, definitely not mine. The only name that's coming to mind, and I don't think she's Russian, but we'll say it anyway, Olga Korbut.
She is Russian. That is correct. 15 points.
Well
nice
done.
Job.
Thank you.
Number 2, back to Matt. From 1969 to 1978, Arina Radnina won 10 consecutive world championships with 2 different partners in what sport?
I'll just go figure skating.
Figure skating is correct for 10 points.
He knows the question writer very well.
Yeah. That was my thought.
Number 3. Winning as part of the 1988 gold medal squad, what Soviet basketballer played with the Portland Trailblazers from 1995 to 2003 and has a son named Domantas, Domantas, who has played with the Pacers since 2017?
That's Sabonis.
Sure is. Nice job. Number 4. When the U.S. defeated the Soviets in ice hockey at the 1980 Olympics, what man famously yelled out, "Do you believe in miracles?"
Al Michaels.
Mm-hmm. For 10 more points, this is going better than the last category. And number 5. Brother to a fellow player in a celebrity marriage, what NHL player played for CSKA Moscow from 1987 to 1991 before joining the Canucks?
Bure.
Mm-hmm. Pavel Bure. Nice work. Right. Going into the second intermission. All right. Your second intermission question is submitted from Sports Trivia Faceoff listener Byron Grubman. He wants you to name the 8 on-field officiating positions during a regulation NCAA football game. You will get 5 points for the first 4 and 1 bonus point for any additional 4, which will serve as a tiebreaker. And while they're doing that, you all can listen to this promo.
If you enjoy the Sports Trivia Faceoff, please consider contributing on Patreon at patreon.com/sportstriviafaceoff. And if you're already a contributor, thanks.
We are back to talk about refereeing positions or officiating positions. Zane, what 8 positions did you write down?
All right. I have a little experience in this area, as I have been a high school football official for 15 years. Here's what I've got. Referee, center judge, umpire, line judge, and they've changed this position's name a few times, but head linesman or down judge, or just linesman, kind of depends. Side judge, back judge, and field judge.
Okay, and Matt, what did you have?
I'm just happy I had some of those words written down. I said linesman, umpire, sideline, the review booth, referee, head referee, and secondary.
So, I mean, if you just want to roll back what Zane said, those are your answers. They are, once again, referee, umpire, head linesman. We'll also accept linesman because we're feeling friendly and it's a nice day outside. Line judge, side judge, back judge, field judge, and center judge. So, Matt picks up 15 points. Zane picks up 24. The scores going into the third period are Matt 105, Zane 109. This is a very close game. I am excited to see how it turns out. Brent, take it away.
Matt, we are to you. You have your choice between these categories. The new sound, fresh beats, yo, or current f-ing events?
New sound.
The new sound. These are 5 questions over current events.
Which is what I thought they'd be, so great.
Number 1, what Australian woman won the 2019 French Open singles title and recently overtook Naomi Osaka atop the WTA ranking?
if you'd pushed me really hard, I might have been able to get Osaki's name, but I'm probably not going to get this one. Caroline Wozniak.
Caroline Wozniak is incorrect, Zane.
The only Australian female tennis player I can think of, so we're going to go way back. Yvonne Goolagong.
What a great name. Unfortunately, not correct. The answer is Ashley Barty.
Sure.
So there you go.
I know Billy Barty, but that's about it.
Number two, what team recently had three straight wins off of walk-off home runs hit by rookies Will Smith, Matt Beaty, and Alex Verdugo?
I don't know. The Yankees hit a lot of home runs. Let's try the Yankees.
Yankees is incorrect. Zane?
I think I got this. I think it's the Dodgers.
It is the Dodgers. They did it in a three-game sweep of the Colorado Rockies. Back to Matt for number three. What quarterback was recently awarded $6 million in a fraud lawsuit where a jeweler claimed the diamonds he sold him and his wife were worth $15 million when they were worth several million dollars fewer?
I actually think I may know this. I think it's Drew Brees.
It is Drew Brees for 10 points. Number four, name any two of the three teams the U.S. women's national team faced in the group stage of the FIFA Women's World Cup this year.
I'm trying to remember. I know they ran this. Well, they didn't run the score up. There's a reason they scored a lot of goals in the first game because it's the tiebreaker and it was the right thing to do. And then who did they play after that? I'm going to say it was Thailand and Sweden.
Chile was the other one, correct, for 10 points. Number five, the current Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of the Congo has the United States using what retired athlete in radio and video messages to broadcast tips and precautions to take in that country?
Not 100% sure where this person is from, but how about Dikembe Mutombo?
Dikembe Mutombo is correct for 10 points. After a slow start, you did pretty well in that category. And I'd like to thank Ryan, because now we've covered Ebola and plane crashes. I can't imagine what we're going to tackle next.
The most depressing episode of STFO ever.
I just pictured comic book guy from worst episode ever.
That might sound like a challenge.
Yeah,
no kidding. He'll take on the Crusades next.
Zane, hey, look, if he can find a way to ask five sports questions about the Crusades, let him.
Don't say that.
Don't challenge him. He'll do it.
Yeah, exactly. Zane, we are to you. You have to choose between fresh beats, yo, and current events.
Mm-hmm. I got a feeling either one is about current events, so we're going to go with fresh beats, yo.
Fresh beats, yo. These are five questions over current events. This is what happens when you tell Ryan, hey, we need a few current events categories.
Getting all of them.
Yes. Number one, with Zion Williamson, RJ Barrett, and Cam Reddish taken within the top 10, this year's NBA draft saw only the second time ever that a school had three players taken in the top 10 of the draft. The last time this happened was in 2007, when Al Horford, Corey Brewer, and Joakim Noah were drafted from what school?
That would be Florida.
Florida is correct for 10 points. Number two, by June, Pete Alonso broke the Mets rookie home run record for the team, soaring past the previous mark set by what player?
I'm going to say David Wright.
David Wright is incorrect, Matt.
I think it's Daryl Strawberry.
It is Daryl Strawberry.
That was my first thought. And
the Mets were in the news yesterday because they did a reunion of the 1969 Amazing Mets and listed a bunch of players in their in memoriam section and listed two players that had not, in fact, died yet.
Oops.
You got to fact check that.
Mets got a Mets. Yeah.
And that's an easy thing to fact check. Just call him.
Or just look at Wikipedia.
Yeah. Right.
Just call him. Hello? Is this so-and-so? Okay, bye.
I was I weird. Could understand not wanting to answer the phone if the Mets call you, but, you know, they probably would.
Number three. What team took American Jack Hughes first overall in the NHL draft?
Toronto Maple Leafs.
Toronto Maple Leafs is incorrect. Matt?
I'll say the Buffalo Sabres.
Sabres is also incorrect. No points there. They also recently traded for PK Subban, and they still have Taylor Hall. It is the New Jersey Devils.
I swear one day I'm going to listen to my first instinct. I swear.
I'd prefer if you didn't.
This is the point of the podcast when somebody puts in the David Putty Go Devils gif into the thread there. Number four, it is expected that UConn is going to move to which conference?
They are going back to the Big East.
Big East is correct for 10 points. And number five, what did Sir Winston win at the beginning of June?
Is it the Belmont?
The Belmont Stakes is correct for 10 points.
Nice.
That takes us to the shootout. We have just as close a game as we did before. Zane has 144. Matt has 140, and here is how we play the shootout. In the shootout, both players take a shot at being the closest to the correct answer of three questions. If either player is closer on more questions than the other, they get 20 points. If a player is closer on all three questions, they get 50 points. If a player is within 10% of the correct answer on all three questions, they are awarded an extra 100-point hat trick bonus.
Your questions. Number one. The number of current Major League Baseball players born in the Dominican Republic. Number two, tell me how long is a polo field in yards. And number three, tell me the career winnings earned by Martina Hingis on the WTA Tour. And while they are thinking about those things, you can listen to something else and think about that.
The following is what takes place when Brent and Aaron try to script a promo.
So, Brent, I was thinking, a lot of other podcasts, no matter what they're about, have been taking some time to do a Game of Thrones recap. What do you think about that?
I think that's an excellent idea, and if I watched Game of Thrones, it'd be an even better idea.
I think that actually makes it even better. So,
how's that?
Well, because I can just... Oh, this was a curveball. How is that? I don't know. I think it's a really dumb idea is the problem.
There we go. There's our problem.
So... If you want to listen to more half-scripted, half-terrible improv, go ahead and hop over to patreon.com/sportstriviafaceoff. You can get access to all sorts of content, scripted and not, probably terrible and not. And we're back with some numbers. Question number one, the number of current Major League Baseball players born in Dominican Republic. Matt, what did you say?
I tried to do some math on this and then realized it didn't make any sense to do math because I don't have any idea and just said 80.
All right. And Zane.
I kind of did the same thing, tried to do some math, figured 10 or 15%, so I went high, and so I said 114.
All right, you're both a little low. The correct answer is 146. Oh. So Matt was off by 66, Zane off by 32. Number two, how long in yards is a polo field, Matt?
I said 400 yards.
Zane?
I straight guessed, said 300.
That was a good straight guess. The correct answer is 300.
Wow.
Zane picks up the second win for that. And number three, Zane going for the sweep. The career winnings earned by Martina Hingis in the WTA Tour. Matt?
I said 12 million.
And Zane?
I said 9.5 million.
The correct answer is $24,749,074, which is quite a lot of dollars. Matt picks up the win here. He was only off by $12,749.74, but it was not enough. Zane wins the shootout, picks up 20 shootout points. Final score, Matt 140, Zane 164. This was a close one, gentlemen. Nice job, both of you.
We are continuing our string of very close games, although yeah. 4 points, it's hard to get closer than 4 points. Mm-hmm. And that's what the score was up until the shootout. Gentlemen, I hope you had fun. I know I enjoyed watching you guys battle and figure out who was going to win this thing.
Say, this was fun. I enjoyed it. Good game, Matt.
Yeah, you too. Absolutely.
And Zane, is there anything you'd like to say or plug in closing?
No, not really. I just love the show, love the podcast. Thank you for having me back on. I really do appreciate it. This is the highlight of my weekend for sure.
Well, thank you for taking the time with us.
Yes, thank you for taking time out on what is here a glorious Sunday morning. Matt, anything you'd like to say?
I'll just echo what Zane said. It's always a great time to be on here, and I look forward to being back again in the future.
Excellent. We look forward to having you both back again whenever the time rolls around and whenever we can all fit schedules in. For Zane and Matt and Aaron, I am Brent, and we will see you next time you download. This has been the Sports Trivia Face-Off. Thank you very much for listening. The Sports Trivia Face-Off is hosted by Brent Bollmeyer and Aaron Barkley. Questions are written by Ryan Clefcorn-Myers, and the Sports Trivia Face-Off is recorded, edited, and produced by Brent Bollmeyer. Can't wait for next weekend. I took Friday off to take a 4-day weekend.
Yes. I think I might just email my boss and say, hey, I'm not coming in on Friday. And
that didn't sound good.
I'm scared to look behind me. 8 on field. I heard a quick again.
No, sorry.
Okay.
Not clicky. The top off.
All right.
Clicky.
Wasn't me.
You're both like, no.
And 5, the current Ebola outbreak in the... stumbled on that one. You ever just start a sentence and you get to a point where it doesn't feel right even though you haven't really screwed it up yet?
All the time.
Yep. All the time.